Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Tomorrow, Massachusetts lifts the public health emergency that state officials declared at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic more than 3 years ago. We wanted to know more about what that actually means and the impact it may have on residents, so we invited Boston University School of Public Health Professor Dr. David Hamer in to help us with that. Dr. Hamer, thanks so much for being here. Good morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
What actually happens when a state of emergency ends?
The CDC has already announced that they're going to be changing sort of the metrics that they track. And I think that's already become difficult because there's been a lot more home testing, and so that those home test results don't necessarily feed into the national data. It's going to make it a little harder to know if there's a new surge. The availability of free tests, which has been very useful for many people, especially those with fewer resources, that's going to dry up.
Hypothetically, if we don't have this information, how will we know if there is a surge at some point?
I mean, I think we will be able to recognize it. One measure that's really sensitive to what's going on in the community is wastewater surveillance, and it sounds like that will continue. And I think that there will be a need for intensification of surveillance measures to identify a new outbreak. The White House has had a set of advisors in recently, and they've been showing different models, and basically somewhere between 10 to 20% or as high as 40%, they estimate is the risk of a giant wave in the next 1 to 2 years. So we're not completely safe yet.
If you were in charge, would you end the state of emergency now?
Yes, and I might have done it even sooner than now. The last few months have really been calm. Our ability to contain the infection and control it and try and reduce severe disease, hospitalization, and death is very good right now.
The state and the city of Boston are lifting requirements for their employees to have vaccinations. Should that be happening at the same time?
Forcing people to have vaccines is a challenging topic. It was important during the time when there was a lot of transmission. Fortunately, in Massachusetts, we've done relatively well in terms of getting a high level of immunization in our population. And many of the people that haven't had the vaccine have had the disease, and that also is protective. Healthcare workers and other sort of frontline workers that are likely to have contact with patients, it may be wise to have a vaccine mandate in that setting.
Most testing sites have closed. The state's largest insurers say they'll no longer provide free at-home COVID tests, no doubt making it harder for some people to access testing. Does that have a direct impact?
I think it may. If we have another surge and people don't have tests at home or can't easily access tests, this is going to lead to delays in diagnosis. But also for individuals who are high risk, it's really important for them, if they become symptomatic, to be tested early so that they can then start treatment, ideally within 5 days of onset of symptoms. And if there's a delay in accessing testing, that could lead to a delay in treatment.
I should mention, you just showed me that you have your own mask in your coat pocket. Do you think that we still need to be doing that? Does it have an effectiveness?
I think right now, the risk is very low, but if you're in a crowded setting with poor ventilation, with poor air circulation, like on an airplane, especially when you're first boarding or deplaning, when they don't have the sort of the full filtration system on, or on a crowded metro or a bus, then it may be reasonable to wear a mask, especially if you're at higher risk or if you have high-risk family members that you're going to have contact with afterwards. That said, looking at the wastewater surveillance data from Boston, we're down at levels of SARS-CoV-2 in the water system that are the lowest they've been since the pandemic began.
3 years after it began, does it feel like a bookend to you? Does it feel like something is ending and you're going back to normal life?
It feels more like the epilogue, like the book's not quite done yet. Much of it has ended, at least for the time being. I think I'm still nervous that another variant that is substantially different may arise, and I still think we need to be cautious for the next year or two.
Dr. David Hamer is a Boston University School of Public Health professor. Dr. Hamer, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.